and almost $1,000. What we, the 303 is the enhancements that make the Oregon program.
Yeah, right. And if we can, I would like to buy some of those enhancements because I think they make sense. And I'm wondering, you said about $713,000 would enable you to do quite a bit.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. What we did is we put forward the two FTE, and as I told you, we broke those mostly in the waste reduction technical assistance. That is three quarters of it there, and one quarter of it, or a half an FTE, in the inspection. That would cost, by our estimates, $212,582, which would be just about $713,000.
Mr. Chair, let's try to see if the subcommittee will go on.
Okay, that's Mike is suggesting that we cut the request by $212,000. Is that right? No.
No. Up to 212.
Up to 212.
From the base of 500.
Yeah, from the base up to 212, which means we cut it down from 840 to 713.
Well, so that I understand, Representative Kopetsky, you're talking about lowering the federal part of it, then instead of the other.
We're talking about buying what we have to buy with the 1984 amendments, the 500 and some thousand, and then buying a bit of Fred's enhancement of 212,000 more than that. And this would allow them to do more than.
I guess so. I didn't understand, Representative Kopetsky, that we were talking about the 200,000 plus to pertain to the category that Sue was talking about last week of the 303,000, that those 3.5 FTE or 3.5 FTE that we were talking about. Now,
if you just do the federal requirements without the enhancements that Mr. Hansen's talked about, the packages here, $500,000. We'll do that, and that's where you get the 303 reduction from the 840. But if you buy some of the things that he thinks are necessary to make the program a better program, you have to go above that. And that's what we're suggesting.
Mr. Chairman, again, these are new proposals we don't know a heck of a lot about yet. What would be wrong with, I'll rephrase that. To think about maybe a half year funding and putting a reserve in the e-board form if they could come back and demonstrate that maybe it isn't as serious as they thought it was and so on. I mean, I'm talking about the half the whole package, which would then if there was a need for it. And they come back to e-board after the first half to buy in him, maybe they wouldn't even need to, maybe they wouldn't need to come back.
Well, Mr. Chair,
Mike,
let me go back to Mr. Donica's testimony from AOI. It's my understanding, Denny, that 500,000 of this 800,000 request is to bring us up to comply with the 1984 RCRA amendments, so that we will be running, we will have control of the program. If we don't do that amount, if I understand Mr. Donica's testimony, we would have the federal government would have control over the 84 amendment. Regulations of those. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, although even beyond that, it's all or none for even the base program.
So that's why, I think we start with the base of 500,000, which I feel we have to do or ought to do in the best interest of Oregon. And so I think the real issue for us is, do we want to enhance that by two FTEs, which is less than what the department had originally requested, 3.5 FTEs. And that's how we come up with the 700.
Oh, I know how you come up with
Mr. Donica, do you want to add anything to this, sir? If you want to, come ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Tom Donica for Associated Oregon Industries. I think Representative Kopeski has stated the case. And there is there's one other comment, and I think it's part in this package. There was a hearing on May 19th on increases in fees for generators in particular. Those fees, I believe, will be effective July 1. They go up, I think they're an additional $525,000 to $50,000. They're going to put a minimum fee of $100 on people who were in effect exempt under the prior rules. Yet if you listen to Mr. Hansen's testimony, he has already told you that most of those people will not be even seen more than about once in every 5 years. I would agree that not everybody wants all the government that they pay for, but by the same token, I know that in our membership, when they pay for something, they expect to see the agency once in a while. And I think that's what you're going to buy with Mr. Kopeski's recommendation for at least that portion of the enhancements.
So you think some of the enhancements are needed?
As I said before, we've got a very small base. It's a different base than we have for financing air and water quality permit programs. The numbers aren't there and the sizes aren't there. And so it makes it a difficult program. I guess I would leave you with this thought, and it's not a pleasant thought based on our policy, which is to have the state of Oregon run the program. But this particular program is very intensive in the use of personnel. It's not an engineering program. Ultimately, in part, it will be, but it is not an engineering program as the other ones are. It may become, at some point in time, too expensive for the state of Oregon to handle the program. At some point in time, both the federal government and this state, as well as industry in the state, and the people of the state, are going to have to face that reality, and I don't know when that is. I don't think it's just yet. But we can't continue to keep pushing this thing out on a line as we have been without at least looking at the potential for costs. And ultimately, the fallback position is the federal government has no fee structure, at least presently. At some point in time, that may become a very acceptable way to get out from underneath something, but I don't think we should do that yet. I think there are a great number of advantages to having the state of Oregon run the program.
Tom, now you just got through saying that it could become too expensive for us to handle, but if we are helping get there by letting the feds out of it right now by funding part of the program that they've decided is not all that important for some reason, and it's been stated here, you know.
Aren't they out of it whether we fund it or not? They're out of it.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, it's why did they get out of it that's bothered me. If it isn't all that important, why are we so upset about it?
Part of the problem, Representative Jones, is that this legislature has really never given the support to the hazardous waste program that they've given to the air and water quality programs. And so when you hit the gap, it got larger than much more rapidly than it might have if the state of Oregon had been doing a little bit more in this program earlier. It's the best I can say in defense of the current situation. I'm simply making an observation, Representative Jones, about where the future may lie, because we may see more costs in this program. It depends so much on what the Congress does, and the Congress has been very unpredictable. EPA has been more tractable, although they're a difficult agency to work with. But they have been left very little latitude. It's been a series of political decisions that have left the agency with very little latitude to move. That's brought us in part to the kind of a program which we have. I don't think that the DEQ would have shaped the program the way it is shaped now if they'd been left to their own devices. They were left more authority to run programs as the state more or less would design them in regard to air and water quality. They had to meet standards, but how you ran the program was more designed by the states themselves. This program, the hazardous waste program, is not. It's designed by the Congress, basically driven by the EPA, and the states wind up with what amounts not to the best design program that they could have. It's bad. But it's that kind of a program.
Last week or whenever it was, handed us a proposal that we could eliminate that 303 there, if you remember, those $303,115. Now, I know it's here in my pile someplace, or the Denver, the proposal that she handed us is, and that. Maybe I've got it and couldn't recognize it. Right. Now then, if you did that, then that leaves practically the $556,000 that's in this figure here of backfilling the federal fund.
So basically, what was your proposal?
Here, you want to?
Yeah. Oh, that's the one I've got in front of me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got that. Your proposal was basically eliminating the 3.5 positions, right?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe I made that proposal, but that is an option for
that's
you.
That's an option, yeah. It wasn't a proposal. It
was
an option.
Excuse me, I didn't mean that she. It was. She's right, it was an option that she presented.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
That option is one which will allow you, which will allow Oregon, without a doubt, to maintain the program, both the base program and the 1984 amendments. And you can take that all out of the general fund side. What is left will be
596.
Thank you. 500 and some thousand right. Left general fund. And the balance will be fees.
And I could be arm twisted to accept that.
Okay, but you wouldn't accept any of the.
No, I've got a problem
with the enhancements. Sure, would like to.
maybe if excuse me, Mr. Chairman, if I could just add just a little there. If it could be written up so that DEQ can use the 550 in any part of it, or the flexibility there so that they can do that, then maybe they could use some of it. And maybe they wouldn't need as much of it in the other as they're asking for.
Need some kind of flexibility so they could shift funds to handle this. Yeah. Do you want to talk to that?
Sue's proposal to the other one.
Chairman, if I understand, it would be allowing us to be able to utilize other dollars within the within that program area to be able to do things such as the technical assistance and so on. At the current time, before we could do that and still maintain authorization, the federal government would have to change some of their requirements. Because other than that, what we're at the $500,000 is what is bare minimum to be able to maintain authorization. If they change something, of course, we don't see that happening. But if they did, of course, that would be possible.
Did you want to respond?
No, I don't. I think that I understand in that the dollars we've given, if we had additional dollars or had the ability to do that, would certainly could do those activities.
Denny, what if we gave them some additional enhancement monies and divided that into two parts and asked them before they could get the second part to come back to the E-Board and tell us what's happening with what they're doing and utilizing it that way.
You mean what I suggested a while ago was to put part of it in a reserve in the E-Board?
Yeah, a reserve for right. the enhancement part of it.
Rather than, well, that's what a possibility that I had in mind that would ease the situation a little bit, that if they've really got the problems that they think they're going to have and so on, sure we could recognize that. Or
what if we gave them $700,000 of general fund and said that they could get $400,000 immediately and they had to come back to the E-Board for the other $300,000?
That would certainly be it.
Would that be acceptable?
Well, hell.
Yeah, Mike?
Mr. Chair, I'd rather go the
$500,000
to ensure qualification that the state will have this, maintain this program, reserve the other $200,000.
But won't they, four and three, if that's acceptable, Denny, couldn't you make sure you had the program with that and the three? I mean, you still need some of the three to maintain the program the next year, but you'd have a better argument for some of the
three. They couldn't spend the $500 the first half by any manner.
Tell us about that.
Chairman, the issue is whether it be, if it's anything less than the 500, what we have to effectively do is make the case to EPA that says we will have the capacity to be able to carry out the minimum requirements of the program. And what we'd have to do is say we don't have the money, but they have said that if we can make the case to the E-Board, we will be able to get the money, and as long as we can convince them that that's acceptable, that's possible. But it does mean that we have to get through that hoop. It's not as if we can walk back to the 400,000 and say we've got what it takes to be able to maintain.
That puts you in more jeopardy.
It puts it in more jeopardy. It does give us an argument to be able to make, however, and having not raised that argument with EPA, I cannot tell you what their answer is going to be. If you told us to do that, we would make the hardest argument we possibly could and try to make it successful.
Well, I think that being the case, I would represent Kopeski's proposal maybe makes a little more sense. Can you go along with his? We don't want somehow or other to put ourselves in jeopardy of the feds taking over the program and the state not having control of it. I think virtually all of industry wants the state to manage this program.
Certainly AOI's position has been AA's.
Give them $500,960 and reserve $175,000.
Oh, gosh, sure. He whizzed. Did your calculator go away? What happened?
No.
Make a proposal, Danny. What do you want to do?
I would support your proposal.
Which is the 4 and 3?
4 and 3.
Well, Denny, that adds up to 7.
Right, but you was going way beyond there.
No, I was saying 5 and 175.
Which adds up
6.75, which is still less than 7.
Okay. Well, that's maybe the way we need to do it to make sure we have the support.
4 and 3?
Is 4 and 3 acceptable?
We'd obviously make the best case we can make to EPA.
When do they have to make that case?
They are on an annualized basis, the funding is. So what effectively you do, you have to, we'd have enough for the first year. What is at issue then, of course, is going to be that second year. It does cause us some problems in what kind of position do you hire, because presumably what you have on that spot that's relying upon it, you have some of the dollars on it. But we'll make the case and we'll do it. Make the case and we'll do it.
Hey, why don't we try the 4 and 3?
Sure.
Any problem? Okay. Sue, do you know how to do that?
We will do it.
Okay. All right. Any problem?
Not that we haven't expressed already.
We'll move on. What's next, Sue?
Okay, while we're there.
While we're here. 116?
Yes, there is one amendment to 116. I think Representative Kopeski will speak to.
Okay.
and then you'll be done with that bill.
All right.
Mr. Chair, essentially what these amendments, they're the dash four amendments to 116A dated 5/26/87. Essentially what...
It's like all you know is the word delete in these amendments.
all this measure does, there was another bill, Senate Bill 535, which has passed both houses. So, I don't know if the governor has signed it. But essentially what these amendments do is, Senate Bill 535 did not have an emergency clause on it, and this incorporates Senate Bill 535 into 116, which is the same statutes involved, and it puts on an emergency clause on 535. The way that happens is 116 has an emergency clause on it.
So another bill is passed without an emergency clause. This is incorporating the same language and allowing that proposal to have an emergency clause by doing that. That's all it does?
That's all it does.
And as has the other bill passed both houses?
Yes, I think they were unanimous votes.
Both houses?
They were either unanimous or very
close to it. Okay. All right. Any reaction, Fred?
Mr. Chairman, that would just be fine. The bill, just so you're aware, is basically keeping from having a hazardous waste subdivision up at Arlington, effectively what it is. Because of the way the deeding must be required, it reverses that.
Mr. Barrows didn't have any trouble with it?
No, supportive of it.
I certainly have no, Mr. Chairman, certainly have no trouble with the concept of putting an emergency clause on 535.
Okay, and that's essentially what we're doing here.
Hopefully, that's what.
Yeah, right. Well, what was that? Raising the Arlington fee in this fiscal
year? Well, that was the other piece. That just went up to $30.
Yeah, up to 30. All right. What? No negative votes in place. Anybody have any objections to adding dash four to the bill? 116. Hearing no objections, we'll do that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. What else, Sue?
Okay. You want to go to 117 quickly?
117, Mr. Chairman, is that the one that Senator Thorne mentioned yesterday, putting that money in the
water?
No. 117 is the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund. Simply sets that up as a vehicle for what happens potentially at the federal level. And all this amendment does is delete the appropriation language. I think you have your bills. Yeah.
Yeah, we got them.
This is it. So this is the appropriation language at the end of that bill. And we'll put in a $1 limitation within the main appropriation bill. Essentially allowing them to search for other funds match if that's necessary.
You don't want to put any general fund in place.
This $1 is other funds.
That's not my place.
Yes.
It will be in the cut line.
We're trying to save every dollar of general fund we can. What is this dollar general fund? It's other funds.
It's other funds.
It's other funds. Okay.
I move the amendments.
Okay. Dash two. Denny, you have any problems? Mm-hmm. Dash two. Okay. Dash two amendments are accepted. 17. Are we ready to move the bill?
116 was ready as well.
All right. 117. Representative Kopeski moves 117 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee. Committee assistant, call roll.
Representative
Kopeski? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Senate Bill 117, as amended, goes to the full Ways and Means Committee. 116 ready?
Did you want me to move that 116?
Yeah. Do we? Can we get the amendments?
116. These are the amendments.
I know we made some proposals about that extra money. Does it have to be in the bill? The splitting it 4 and 3.
I think I would prefer to put that language in the department's appropriation bill.
Okay. Is that right? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have no problem with them doing something that we didn't say here, so if you want to whatever proper term is, where to wind this thing down.
Senate Bill 116 is ready to go then. Do we need to amend it?
Mm-hmm.
It's ready, okay. Representative Kropeski moves Senate Bill 116, not as amended, just 116 to the
as amended.
Just adopted.
Okay.
The dashboard.
With the 535.
I thought things were for once. Okay. As amended to the full Ways and Means Committee. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. Senator Bradbury is here. Did you want to talk to us about anything, Senator Bradbury?
Well, I may when we get to 122, but I don't, I'm just sort of here watching.
All right. Okay.
You picked the easy one.
All right. Okay, let's go where now, Sue?
We are here at 122.
We are at 122. My, what an appropriate arrival time. Okay. Basically, we backed the tank fee out of 122, and wasn't all of the...
That would be it. That's pretty simple.
Right. So what have we got left here? Got an amendment?
Here's your amendment, sir. May I steal my...
That's one.
Mr. Chairman, this is also the area that we need to raise that one other issue. That's the. This is the bill we needed to raise that one other issue, which I think, I believe the majority leader wanted to speak to.
Okay, all right. Before we, we'll deal with this amendment first. We'll, Sue, what does this amendment do?
Basically, all we're trying to do is delete underground tanks from this bill with the exception of leaving them in for liability purposes. And there is the potential to use the $20 Arlington fee if they have to for an underground tank cleanup where there's no responsible party. There is a real problem that that language in the bill still allows that fund to be used for that. Their intention is not to unless they absolutely have to. Okay. Let me run you through these very quickly. Page one of the bill, line 19. And essentially what we're doing here is simply deleting the linking or the language speaking to the cleanup fund, since you're removing that cleanup fund from the bill.
Okay. So if I might, can we kind of butt in as we go along here, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
You're eliminating then sub 7?
Only the portion which speaks to the leaking underground storage tank cleanup fund.
Oh, then you put the bracket at the end of it. I don't know that.
Okay, the bracket starts at before leaking.
Yeah, I know.
And goes to the on the next line.
Yeah. How would it read now, Sue?
Okay, we'll read. Fund means the Hazardous Substance Remedial Action Fund established by Section 19 of this Act.
Okay.
This was
okay.
All
right.
Then we go to page 15. And that one, we're essentially deleting lines 35, 36, and 37. Which speaks again to the cleanup fund. Since you won't have that, that language is not necessary. So what you have left then under sub 4 is all monies received by the department under this section shall be deposited in and then you go to the hazardous substance for the election fund. Okay.
Okay.
In line 39. There'll be a period after facility. Again, deleting the language speaking to the tanks. Okay, then on page 19. Deleting lines 9 through 32, which is sections 20 and 21, speaking again to the cleanup fund. There, the two becomes an N.
Okay.
And you're deleting lines 8 and 9, which speak to the cleanup fund. And that little B on line 10. So all you have left is, again, the head of sepsis remedial action fund, that language. And after facility on line 11, you delete, again, the tank language. So it's the rest of that line.